Schulte, that's 90 wins, and that's something Cardinal fans have become accustomed to in the last couple of decades here. What's the significance of that to you?
That's a nice number. I mean, let's don't kid ourselves. That's doing something in this league. Kudos to our club, and kudos to the staff and the organization. It's a nice number, and clearly ones that we had to fight for, and I'm really proud of the group, but obviously more to get.
Should we be amazed just a little bit by how far and how fast Hudson has come in the last month?
A little bit, but you know what? He went through a really well done rehab, and he had 6 outings in his rehab, and he had multiple live batting practices. And what you should be impressed about is the fact that he was able to do it and get to this point and get through all the rehab and to be able to get here. That may have been part of your question, but he did his work to get here, and he's a really special young man with a lot of talent and a lot of drive, and really proud of him. And he showed up and pitched well again tonight.
Remember, you were saying you didn't necessarily expect him to be a starter when he came up late in the season, but here he is.
Here he is. You know, a little bit out of opportunity and some necessity. So good for him. You know, he was built up to the organization's credit and the medical team's credit to get built up as a starter, get the volume up, and we're taking advantage of it. And it's been very timely, and he's pitched very well.
Last one for me. You've had a lot of good overall performances this year, but has anybody had a more complete game than Tyler O'Neill this evening?
You know what? I can't say that it was a really good game. You know, the good news is I can even go back to yesterday and talk about a complete game with Dylan. You know, 2+ defensive plays, homer from both sides of the plate. And that's what good teams have. They have good players that can do good things on the field. And mentioned about Dylan yesterday, as Gary would say, Little Rock, you know, he's how'd he beat the other team? And T.O., you know, clearly with the big homer, followed up another homer, you know, strokes a double, and then grabs a bag later, and then makes a throw to nail a guy at the plate. So it's a pretty complete game for sure, to your point. But he's got a lot of skill sets, and they were on display tonight.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Jeff Melnick, Associated Press.
Mike, what does it say about Goldie that he gets robbed of that home run and that yet he still has the wherewithal to drive in that game-winning run there for you in the bottom of the ninth?
You know, we talk about and have a lot of respect for guys that just stay present, and Goldie's as present as they're going to come. He's got an impressive physical skill set, but he's also got an elite mindset. I mean, this is a guy who's got a very, very high-level emotional IQ, high baseball IQ, sees the game very, very well, understands it, every aspect of it, and he's just going to continue to be ready for that next moment. And that's a great point that you made, because he did. You know, he's a big swing in the eighth that could have, you know, give us the lead, could have brought home the ninth. And but he knows he's taking a good swing, and I think that's probably a better answer for him, but not to speak for him, but my strong guess would be that he knows he took a good swing, didn't work out for him, and be ready for the next swing and feel good about it. And clearly he did. Big two-strike knock for us to win it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Zach Silver, MLB.com.
I think Tyler's talked to us a lot about how he felt like he's learned how pitchers attack him better over the course of this year. What have you seen from him this month in September and October specifically that has allowed him to get on this run that he's gotten on right here?
I think he's answered the question as well as I could. I'd echo it. Awareness, what he's doing. You know, two things. First of all, he's aware of what he's doing, how he's doing it, his consistency of his stroke, and his approach has been first rate. And then he's got clarity of what they're going to try to do to him based on pitcher situation. And he's it's pretty good combo when you have both those things working for you, and he does. He's a smart guy, good player.
Does the defense at all bleed into that? I mean, obviously he's Gold Glover last year and he plays stellar defense every night. I mean, do those things ever mesh, just momentum in one category helping momentum in another category?
I think the thing, not necessarily. I mean, you know, he's a good player. The one thing back to Jeff's question is about Goldie, that's representative of our team, that I've been pleased about when we weren't going as well as we would like to have had at points. And people question this group's abilities or effort or focus or any of that stuff. I just never could agree with any of that, because this group's always played defense and this group's always run the base as well. And so if you're going to take, if you're frustrated with your offense, a high level trait of successful people is being able to go do something to help in another manner. And, you know, we had some guys that, you know, we weren't as good a place we wanted to be offensively, but at no point did our defense suffer. At no point did our base running suffer. And so I think they complement each other. It's an impressive trait, the skill this has. And now we're taking, you know, we're a lethal offensive team that's really good defensively. So here we are.
One thing I want to ask you is just Cabby obviously coming out of the game. Is there a concern for him going forward? Is that just something that wasn't feeling well from the mound tonight, or what's the prognosis on him?
Cabby, his nail cracked on him. So we noticed it early in the first at bat. And then, you know, he kind of gutted through there, got the double play ball, and then ball was getting away from him a little bit. So we want to check on him, got him out of there.
Brandon Schaefer came with me.
He's got to get his nail done.
Mike, this is kind of on a similar track, but we talk about baseball being a team game, but when you talk about Dylan yesterday and what Tyler does on both sides tonight, obviously Nolan, Goldie, capable. What does it mean in a team sport to have so many individuals that can kind of take over any given night to be able to perform on both sides of the ball the way your roster is right now?
Well, that's the beautiful part about it, Brandon, is the fact that it's an individual game played in a team setting where you don't know who's going to take that at bat or get that inning or who the ball's going to hit to. But when more you have a group of guys that are capable and present, to use that term again, and then in a good spot, then there's no, you know, it just gets down to chances or proposition as the game goes. And if you keep putting good chances, positive proposition chances in your favor at every turn, defensively, offensively, base running, you know, awareness, what you're doing from a pitching standpoint, it just continues to add up, and you got a bunch of guys that can execute, then you got consistency.
Dakota compared Tyler's effort tonight to, he said it looked kind of like a video game. You ever just marvel at what he can do kind of on that level?
I tell you one thing, it was loud. You know, the first one was well struck and the second was loud. You know, I get it's a blessing to be able to watch him play, all our guys play. This guy's got a real skill set that we talked about, and he's got some real abilities. He's clearly a five-tool player.